Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Thursday, January 21st, 2021. Today he is talking about gratitude, among other things. Allowing yourselves to become aware that to be alive, as you all are eternally, is the most wonderful experience, that in truth it is miraculous. Your awakening is imminent. Yes, many messages from those in the spiritual realms have recently been reassuring you of this, and yet it appears to most of you that it is no closer than it was years ago, because you are seeing no signs of it. But your expectations of what awakening means, and what it truly is, are quite different. First, of course, time is a major aspect of the illusion, yet there is only now. Second, at the cutting edge of modern physics, it is beginning to be understood that events that have occurred in the past can be changed, and that future events have already happened. This is a startling realization, although how that might be possible is not at all clear. From that perspective, humanity's awakening has already happened. You just remain unaware of it, just as while you are still choosing to engage with the illusory separation experience, you remain unaware of your oneness with Mother, Father, God, from whom you have never been and never could be separated. You are one. Your awakening is your awakening into the full awareness of this most wondrous knowing. When you know it, then you will know without a shadow of a doubt that you are awake, and your hearts will be filled with joy. To awaken is to cease dreaming and know yourselves as one with Mother, Father, God. And this is what is to happen. By just being, you open your hearts and invite love to enter. And when you do this, your flow of thought slows down appreciably, allowing you to become aware that to be alive, as you all are eternally, is the most wonderful experience, that in truth it is miraculous. With every breath you breathe life into your physical form so that your physical senses can be exposed to and enjoy the physical world around you. The fragrance of fresh flowers, the taste of your hot coffee, the sight of the birds enjoying the seed in the feeder by your window, the sound of music you love as you play your favorite instrument or listen to it on your sound system, the touch as you hug someone you love or that you imagine yourself doing if you are presently alone. There is so much to enjoy about life if you will allow yourselves to be aware, mindful of this now moment, this moment in which all of life happens. Life is now. There is always something for which you can be thankful, even if you are suffering or in pain. It is a question of where you choose to focus your attention. Obviously, if you have in the moment been injured or have hurt yourself, you need to deal with that issue in that moment. Afterwards, turn your attention towards something for which you can be grateful, such as the help you just received, and offer gratitude to whoever it was that helped you, including yourself if you dealt with the issue on your own. Offering gratitude is always heartwarming, both for those who offer it and for those to whom it is offered. Gratitude is an essential aspect of love, of reality, of Mother, Father, God, who offers gratitude to all of creation, to each of you, as an ongoing flow of energy. The life force that is the vigor that moves your bodies when you choose to move them by nodding your head or running a marathon. In every moment as it flows from source to and through you and back to source, it is the connection between God and all that she creates. It is the Holy Spirit, the permanent communication link between you and source. In truth, there is every reason to be grateful, always. If you are tempted to ask why, well, are you not alive? Is there anything greater than that for which to be grateful? If you were not alive, there would be no you to experience the joy of being that is creation. If you are not grateful, then you are being distracted by the game, the illusion. That is separation, being distracted from reality, love, source, and not knowing yourself as you truly are. a magnificent being of light. All that God creates is like unto herself, a magnificent being of light. There is nowhere, no thing, no place, no space that is outside or beyond Source, because Source is all, is love. There is not a moment when you are not one with and in the presence of love. Therefore, open your hearts and invite her in. You are, each and every one of you, without any exceptions, one with God, always, permanently. However, you are free. Every conscious entity is one with Source, and free. That freedom, your free will, is God-given and can never be lost, forfeited, withdrawn, or taken from you. It is yours eternally, just as you are you eternally. You engaged with that freedom when you chose to experience separation, and for as long as you choose to experience separation, you are utterly and totally free to do so. For most of humanity now, the human collective, that experience has become an experience of pain, suffering, and despair. You want to awaken, but many of you despair that to awaken is impossible, that the experience of separation is real, and that there is no way out, no way to terminate it. You believe that the conflict, chaos, intense poverty, and suffering are real. And, of course, when you established or constructed the illusory game of separation, you intended that it seem absolutely real. You have all been playing roles in the drama that you invented, and you have played them so well that it is extremely difficult for you to release your belief in them, to release your belief that you are whatever role you are playing, and that others are the roles that they are playing. That is why Mother, Father, God established the awakening process. She knew you would get lost within the separation experience and that you would need to be shown the way home. You are now being shown the way home. The awakening process is leading you out of your deep sleep, is leading you to question everything that you have ever believed in, and you are all meeting people who have already discarded beliefs that no longer serve them. Many of you find that very threatening, because for many of you, your beliefs are who you believe yourselves to be. It is therefore very painful to discover how misinformed you have been and how you have actually believed that seemingly all-enveloping field of misinformation and led your lives until now by adhering to those beliefs. You have all heard of, read about, or even met people who have undergone catastrophic accidents or illnesses and maybe wished only to die, who then were awakened by an absolutely amazing spiritual, non-physical, experience that was far more real and meaningful than the lives that they had been living. It changed their whole perception of life because it gave them a glimpse of what life really is. They were instantly filled with joy, peace, and the knowing that they are eternal beings, infinitely loved by God, and that they are in an unbreakable and uninterruptible eternal relationship with her. What could possibly be more joyful than that? It is not necessary for everyone to have an awakening experience as intense as those, but just by becoming aware of what is possible, you will follow your path home to reality, because that is the only possibility for you. Yes, you can choose to doubt reality and to delay your wondrous awakening, but why would you? With so very much love, Saul.